Oh, we take out, you know, anything that they're welcome to take it, you know, after the work of day, while they can take potato chips or anything.
Uh-huh. To set up a hypothetical case here, if they drove in your yard at 5:30, mm-hmm. after you'd said hello to them and everything, what would you say?
When that's 5 o'clock.
5:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I'd say, how you kids, are you getting along this evening?
Yeah. If they looked hungry?
Hmm?
If they looked hungry, what would you say to them?
I'd say, you haven't had nothing to eat, have you? Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Say,
come in and have supper.
Mm-hmm. I had a good pair of niggas working here for me, and I thought more of them. They building fence down there, and they wouldn't let me do a thing, you know. If I started to pick up posts, but no, and all that, we'll get it. And the old boy never would get in the sun, I mean the shade, to dig a hole, and if he never got hot, he just kept digging, you know. Mm-hmm. One evening, his daddy come down there, and he said, Daddy, he said, I've just dug about the last of my kink. He said, I won't give out, I'm hungry.
Hmm.
I didn't know they didn't have no dinner, you know, they just went up here and drank soda pop. And that evening, that hard work went down on him. And I said, are you hungry? And he said, yes, I haven't had nothing since breakfast, and I didn't eat much breakfast, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know niggas didn't eat much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming on to the house, they said, if I had just had a little snack to eat, he said, I could go back and make it till 9 o'clock.
Mm.
Come up to the house, I knew he was hungry. Well, he was a real worker. I mean, he never stopped. I asked mother, I said, she got anything cooked? She said, yes, I got lots of groceries cooked. Well, we went in and set them out of some groceries on the table, and I never seen two boys eat in my life. And he got up and he thanked her and me, and he said, now I'll tell you, I could make a lay now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was so weak I couldn't walk.
Mm.
I didn't know, he just didn't have anything to eat, you know, and he just worked weak then.
Yeah.
Not one little day,
though,
there,
really.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know,
they
have their dinner,
and
that's about all
they have. That boy that's here today, he gets up in the morning, he comes in at night. He has a little snack at supper time up at the mill. About two hours later.
Leave about 7:30, I
think. 7:30. And he'll eat a little snack there, and then he come in and go to bed, and the next morning he'll get up and he won't eat a bite. He'll come on and make it till dinner.
Holy smoke.
Work.
Come down the other morning, come down, dug our potatoes up. Most of
it,
Mama, you got anything you know you can make up a James sandwich out? And I said, well, I don't know, I had some meat up in a cold spot, but it cold, and I said, I could find some bacon and cooking some eggs, quicker than I could do anything. Well, I just had bread all the day, and I just fixed him some eggs and bacon. Said he'd been there, and boy, he really need.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take his eggs and his jelly and butter and stir it all up together. Boy, he was like that. I couldn't eat like that.
He'd get up and come down here and dig our garden up, you know, morning before we wake up and
mm-hmm.
start sowing up turnips, summer turnips like now, you know. He'll come down here, yeah, first thing you know, it's time to sow some turnips. The next day he'll bring his hoe down here and he'll, and big weeds out there that you walked up to, there won't be any in the way.
Mm.
Or he'll just cut them down and sow them out and dig that up and sow turnips enough for us, you know, he'll sow them, patch them through there.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a good old boy. He's good to us. He's just as good as he can be. And anything I mention, he's with me.
Mm-hmm.
If it's right, he's a good boy. And we was coming out from town one day and the next boy walking down the road. Head office. I said, James, you don't pick him up? He said, no. I don't. I said, that's a bad boy. He steals. And he said, I don't want to be caught with him. He said, old James Bruce over riding the so-and-so.
Hmm.
He said, I'm feared.
Good sense of decency, huh?
He said, I'm feared. He said, people to see us together. And he said, well, old James and that thief.
Mm-hmm.